By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is back at the White House after rallying supporters in the swing state of Pennsylvania Tuesday evening, as the number of early ballots cast in the contest between him and Democrat Joe Biden passed 35 million with just 2 weeks of voting to go. Trump's trip comes the day before Biden's old boss, former President Barack Obama, is to hit the campaign trail for the Democratic candidate, also in the state of Pennsylvania, which will play an important role in deciding who wins the contest on November 3rd. Biden spent Tuesday preparing for Thursday's debate against Trump in Nashville. National opinion polls showing former President Biden holding a wide lead over Republican Trump, although the contest is closer in swing states that decide elections, including Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people here in the U.S. and thrown millions out of work, has taken a toll on his reelection prospects. While U.S. government health experts say Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans here in the United States have been dying at a much higher rate from the coronavirus than white Americans, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report that from late January, when the pandemic first hit U.S. shores from China and Europe, through early October, deaths of white people were about 12% higher than in the same months of the four previous years. But the CDC said the deaths of Hispanics in 2020 time frame were more than 50% higher, and then the recent deaths of Blacks up more than 30%, and Asian Americans more than 36%. By remote, this is VOA News. Well, soldiers opening fire on Nigerians protesting against police brutality in the commercial capital of Lagos Tuesday, Reuters reporting witnesses said at least two people were hit by the gunfire. Thousands of Nigerians have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks against police units that's called the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS. That rights groups had for years accused of extortion, harassment, torture, and murders. The unit was disbanded last week, but the protests have persisted, with demonstrators calling for law enforcement reforms. Authorities on Tuesday imposed a round-the-clock curfew in Lagos, as the state governor said protests had turned violent. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness on Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded, saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. The State Department said the U.S. is prepared to meet immediately to finalize an agreement. Moscow says it was ready to extend the deadline through February of 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed back in 2010 and imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. Well, Japan and Indonesia on Tuesday agreed to accelerate their defense and trade talks over mutual concerns about an increasingly assertive China across the Indo-Pacific region. The defense agreement makes Indonesia the 12th country to arrange such a deal with Japan. Indonesia now is the latest country on Japan's list to engage in ministerial talks after the two agreed to have their foreign and defense ministers meet at a later date. And Paraguayan police are reporting that they had seized a record 2.3 tons of cocaine at a private port near Asunción, with a market value of around $500 million. The stash was hidden in a charcoal shipment destined for Israel. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.